With just two spring training locations in the country, the Grapefruit League in Florida and the Cactus League here, Arizona has earned a reputation as a baseball state. In fact, it even came up during the Republican presidential primary debate in the city of Mesa last month.
I'm John King from CNN. I'm honored to be your moderator tonight, and I'm thrilled to be in a state that reminds us baseball season is just around the corner.
But Tucson's baseball opportunities have dwindled in recent years after the three teams that called Tucson home in March left for other Arizona locations. This year, there will be three chances to catch a game without heading to the Phoenix area. With help from the AAA Tucson Padres staff, six major league teams will head south to play during the regular spring training schedule. Mike Fader, general manager of the Tucson Padres, says the games are significant.
We understand the importance of not letting spring training disappear, you know, keeping it in the mind of Major League Baseball.
The three-game Tucson spring training schedule starts with a March 16th game between the Milwaukee Brewers and Seattle Mariners. A March 18th matchup is scheduled between the Colorado Rockies and the San Diego Padres. Each of those games will be part of the team's regular spring schedules. A March 23rd game is also scheduled between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago White Sox. When the White Sox were based in Tucson, they were contractually required to hold charity games. Fader says this year, like in 2011, the proceeds will benefit the Christina Taylor Green Foundation.
I think Major League Baseball gets it when it talks about the importance of being involved in communities and giving back. You know, for that game, for sure. If that game's not sold out, I'll be shocked. You know, last year the Dodgers drew 10,000 people. That's barely, you know, that's in excess of capacity. That's people sitting on the grass berms. So we expect the same this year.
Of course, for the local economy, three games isn't the same as three teams here for their full spring training home schedules. Tom Moulton is the director of economic development and tourism for Pima County. He says the Cactus League does an economic impact survey about every 5 years for all of the Arizona spring training teams.
It's shown that about every spring training team is worth about $10 million each. Now, what this measures is primarily direct expenditures, meaning the folks that come into town, what they spend on hotels and restaurants and entertainment. If you add them all up, it's about $10 million per team.
Other expenditures, such as team housing and support, add about another $1 million for each city they train in, Moulton says. He says it was a tremendous loss for the area when the teams left. But most people who attended spring training here went to three games, so Moulton says getting three games on the schedule this year could draw people here from the Phoenix area. Pima County taxpayers are still paying off the debt on the Keno Sports Complex. That's why the stadium has been used for more than just Tucson Padres AAA baseball games. Moulton says it was recently used to host a college football all-star game.
We were able to convert it nicely, actually. There wasn't a bad seat in the house. And then we're fortunate enough to have Major League Soccer, who took a look at the stadium, saw how we laid it out for football, and realized that perhaps we could convert the field from a baseball field to a football field into a soccer field. And that's exactly what we've done.
Moulton says he expects the three spring training games this month in Tucson could bring in about $500,000 to the region. For more information on the games, go online to the Tucson Padres website. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.